Director Edgar Wright and actor and writer Simon Pegg came to prominence in England for their TV sitcom Spaced. Together, they wrote the zombie comedy of manners Shaun of the Dead, starring Pegg and directed by Wright. Their new film, Hot Fuzz, is set in a bucolic English village where things just aren't the way they seem. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The English have a wellspring of humor that can never be exhausted. It's the combination of bestial urges and good manners. The Ealing black comedies with Alec Guinness dramatized the schism lovingly. The Monty Python lads devised more raucous sketches, implying the problem was mental defectiveness born of inbreeding. And in movies like Monty Python and the Holy Grail, they blended English deadpan with the lopping off of limbs. In 2004, the team of Edgar Wright and actor Simon Pegg took the lunatic disjunction to the next level. In Shaun of the Dead, they fused middle-class English suburban angst and zombie carnage. Some critics dubbed the film a spoof of horror movies, which didn't do it justice. Wright and Pegg aimed higher, using zombies to spoof the English capacity for blotting out the bloody obvious. I especially relish the hero's meek mother, who neglects to tell her son about her bite from a contagious ghoul until she's about to transform into a ferocious zombie cannibal. She says, "I didn't want to be a bother." Now Wright and Pegg have collaborated on Hot Fuzz, which is nearly as good as Shaun of the Dead and is probably more accessible to people who don't, like me, see every zombie cannibal flick as a matter of course. Here the joke is that a quaint old English hamlet with a clucking flower shop lady, a hearty vicar, and all sorts of elderly busybodies is the setting for a splattery, over-the-top, over-budgeted Hollywood buddy action picture. The hero, once again played by Simon Pegg, is Angel, a humorless, by-the-book city cop who's bounced out of London for making too many arrests and making the rest of the force look bad. He ends up in tiny Sanford, a finalist for the title of England's most picturesque village, where he's forced to sit with the pudgy constable, Danny Butterman, played by Pegg's frequent collaborator, Nick Frost, clocking passing automobiles and waiting for speeders.
27.
Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Is there none? 29.
Patrick Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, ah!
Oh. 30.
Have you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
30.
Sorry, I just feel like I'm missing out sometimes. I want to do what you do.
You do what I do. What on earth do you think you're missing out on?
Gunfights, car chases, proper action.
Police work is not about proper action.
29. If you'd have paid attention to me in school, you'd understand that it's not all about gunfights and car chases.
Fire up the roof.
That was brilliant.
It's rather sweet how Danny dreams of being like Keanu Reeves in Point Break, yet seems blind to the conspiracy breaking under his nose, manifest in a series of really gross beheadings, squashings, and impalings that his doddering police chief dad, played by Jim Broadbent, shrugs off as accidents. But Angel, he doesn't buy the accident theory. No, something about this town is too pretty, too polite, too orderly. Hot Fuzz is great fun, and it's nice to see all the old English character actors who aren't busy in Harry Potter films, like Broadbent, Billy Whitelaw, Anne Reed, and Edward Woodward. One-time James Bond Timothy Dalton is splendidly unctuous as a local grocery store magnate, and there are lots of surprise cameos. Better than that, it's not just a string of gags. If Shaun of the Dead was at heart the archetypal story of a child man who finally has the courage to grow up, to take responsibility for his life, commit to a woman, and make peace at last with his mother, whose head he also has to blow off with a shotgun, Hot Fuzz is a story of small-town English repression and the tradition of heroic American individualism that lays waste to it. The climax is everything you could hope for. As in Shaun of the Dead, the mayhem is shockingly graphic, which helps to keep the slapstick from getting too campy comfy. It lampoons the ultimate overblown Jerry Bruckheimer artillery picture, Bad Boys 2, while still delivering the goods, a brilliantly edited battle in which Tweety pensioners wield massive artillery and the whole town explodes. Well, not the actual town in point of fact, but a small, scaled-down developer's model of the town, the kind where the buildings come up to your waist. That's the beauty of Wright and Pegg's aesthetic. The scale of their enterprises is funhouse absurd. But you recognize the terrain. As the New Yorker used to put it, there'll always be an England.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.